The ancient tomb lay open, its pages flickering in the candlelight. A hush fell over the room as the wizard traced his fingers along the runes, symbols older than time itself.
"Magic," he whispered, "is not just a force. It is alive."
And in that moment, the air crackled with power. She heard it again, the soft creak of a floorboard. Every muscle in her body tensed. Someone was in her house. The knife in her hand trembled, slick with sweat. She held her breath, one step closer, and she'd strike. Then, silence. His fingers brushed against hers, just for a second, barely a touch. And yet the warmth spread like fire. A silent confession, neither of them had the courage to speak aloud. She looked up, her heart pounding. Was this it? The moment everything changed? Once upon a time, in a land where the clouds were made of candy floss, there lived a tiny dragon who wouldn't breathe fire. But oh, he could make the best hot chocolate in the world. "One marshmallow or two?" he asked, his little wings fluttering with excitement. His laughter was warm, effortless, the kind that made her want to close her eyes and feel it. "You ever wonder what would have happened if we'd met sooner?" he asked, voice low. She smiled. "No, I think we met at exactly the right time,"